Hey, look what we have found. A big sound in a small town. Far away from the bright lights. They're making music every night. Discover what is all around. A big sound.
A big sound.
Listening to Big Sound Small Town with Sandy Carlton.
Hey, I'm Jeff Powell. I'm from Garden Web University and from WGWG.org, and I'm here at the Earl Scruggs Festival. I'm first one ever. I'm really looking forward to it, and I want to thank you, Sandy, for having me on your podcast.
Well, you're welcome. You've been the voice of Cleveland County music for a long time now.
I've tried. I actually got into radio as a student at Garden Web in 1984.
Has it been that long?
Yes, and I've never really left. After I graduated, I stayed around as a part-time employee up until 1999. I was there until the FM signal was taken away, but then I'm still there in the streaming station.
And it changged greatly when the FM station went away, didn't it? I mean, it was a pretty progressive radio station you
it
guys had.
It still is. A pretty progressive stream of music.
I agree,
but,
it is.
You know, it's just a different animal being a streaming-only thing and as opposed to an FM signal that everybody can pick up on their FM radio.
Well, I guess
driving down the road in their car, which, of course, the young people can still do that.
They can. Yes, they can. Well, and actually it reaches farther than the radio station would have.
That's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing in that, you can get listeners from around the world, and we do.
Right.
But you're also competing with Pandora and
Spotify
every other platform out there, which those are big guns with
those
big pockets.
Those are big guns, I mean.
So my opinion is the way to do that, the way to compete with that, not that you can compete with that, but the way to carve out a niche is to be as local as possible.
Yeah, that works. I mean, you can get a bigger... But you guys don't. I guess the budget is different at this level than it was before.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's smaller.
But then I guess you also don't have to scramble for sponsors like you used to, right?
Not quite as bad. I mean, we're still glad to have them, but not as much as it used to be.
Yeah, that's a good thing, too.
It is. And the thing that we...
takes a little of the pressure off, right?
In some ways. But what we emphasized is making it available to the students to do certain things.
Right.
So, I mean, we have students who get involved and they just want to learn how to do it. Maybe they know, maybe they don't know the format.
Right.
But I give them, once they've got the basics down, I give them an opportunity to develop their own shows. So we've had all kinds of specialty shows.
That's cool, too.
Yeah.
Now, is it basically, I mean, it's basically set up like it's always been. There's not a big difference between airing it.
The studio is absolutely the same. The equipment is the same. We, thank goodness, have a really nice automation system that makes it possible to, on a short staff, to have it up 24/7, 365. Right. And that's nice. We still report to two national charts. We still get plenty of submissions.
Oh, that's good.
We still lean very rootsy. We still lean very Americana. But we spike some other stuff in there, too.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that's, you know, it's the variety is the spice of life.
That's why we call it the range. The range is, it's a range of music. It's eclectic. You'll hear different decades. You'll hear different genres. You'll hear an old Mama Said tune or a Cleveco tune next to Eric Clapton, next to...
That's cool. And that's
Ed Sheeran. I mean,
that's one of the things you don't get a lot of other places.
You do not.
So you're also doing some work with WNCW?
Yes, I moonlined up there some. We don't want to tell the world that, even though we're on this podcast. But no, I mean, I do, and I do it under my, under the same name, and everything is the same. I really enjoy that opportunity because there's something about the FM signal. It gets in your blood, and it stays there. And it is there's something just so nice about being live on a mic, and you know that there are hundreds, possibly thousands of people listening to you at any given moment. It is fun.
That is true.
It's kind of like a high wire act without a net. I enjoy it. It's fun. NCW's got a great thing going on.
They do
up there at Isothermal. They have
really
such a fanatical listener base. And not that I'm on that often, because I just fill in for folks when there's nobody else to fill in for.
Well, I mean, it's a good fill in, though. I mean,
well, every time I do it,
falls right in.
Every time I do it, I get a text message, a phone call, or an email from somebody say, "Hey, I heard you on NCW." It's a lot of fun. Yeah,
and you know, it falls in their parameters too. I mean, it's not like there's a drop off or anything.
No, exactly.
It's not like if I would go over there to go let him back on there ever again. But. You know,
I don't know about that.
It's not like that, but that's good. What else you got going on?
Well, speaking about, you, we're going to start carrying your podcast as a program on our stream. I'm looking forward to that.
That's a wonderful thing. I'm looking forward to it, too.
And it will be coming up. The first episode shall be Friday after Labor Day. So whenever you're listening to this podcast.
All right.
And it will come on at 6:30 p.m. Now, it's the internet, so it might be about 2 or 3 minutes after that. But it's going to come on about 6:30.
And what day will that be?
This Friday after Labor Day.
Friday after Labor Day. So it will be regularly on Fridays.
That's the plan.
That's great.
As long as you keep producing product, we'll keep putting it out there. How about that?
Well, most of my product is suitable for all listeners.
Well, there you go. That's good.
And if it's not, I will let you know. If you decide to put
that's good as well.
Up, if you decide to put something up, I'll go, you let me know, and I'll go, no.
You don't want to air that one.
No, you don't want to air that. So, but that's wonderful news for the podcast, and I thank you. That'll be, that'll give it to a whole different audience, because a lot of people do not, for some reason, know about podcasts, understand, do not know how to access them.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, to me, the whole podcast phenomenon, what is it? It's talk radio, but it's on demand.
Talk radio.
You know, it's when you push play. That's the only difference.
And you can get it 24 hours a day.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of my students, I ask the students a lot of times how many of them listen to AM or FM radio, and it's almost none of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's true.
But I say, how many of you listen to podcasts? And the hands go up.
Sure.
So podcasting is an awesome thing.
It is. It's a fun thing. I never dreamed that I would be a part of it, but it's worked out really well, you know?
Well, you've been in front of microphones and sitting at mixing boards your whole life.
I have.
You know, it's just a natural progression.
I guess it is. I've known a lot of musicians my whole entire life.
That's the thing I like about your podcast, and that's why I want to make it a part of what we do at WGWG. It's because Shelby, Cleveland County, and our region, I mean, we're sitting here at the Earl Scruggs Music Festival.
Sure we are.
And we have such a wonderful, deep music tradition.
We do.
You know, I will argue with anybody that, I know about Bill Monroe, and I know it's called Bluegrass for Kentucky, but without Earl, and without the banjo, and without Cleveland County influences, you don't have bluegrass.
You don't.
So, you know.
You don't.
That's awesome.
I mean, and Earl took bluegrass to a wider audience too, because he didn't always just play straight up bluegrass.
Especially once he, you know, parted ways with Lester.
Yeah.
And he started playing with his kids.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, a whole nother generation.
It did. And I think a comparison is, for modern listeners who might not understand that, is like Dale McCoury. Mm-hmm. And then his sons have influenced him, and they've spread that to a wider audience too.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's all.
I mean, my favorite Dale McCoury is when he sings Richard Thompson's song.
Yeah, exactly. And does a wonderful
does
job.
Does a good job of that. He certainly does.
Although, as bluegrass goes, Dale is not beginning bluegrass for most people. It's an acquired taste.
That's true. I find that to be true.
I've
played stuff like, not just him, but played stuff like that for other people, and they kind of look at me funny.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm like, I tell you, another one just like that is the first time I played Irish Dement for somebody.
Yeah, Irish would be the
same. They looked at me, and they just like, what is that? And
I said,
you don't get it yet.
Music. I mean, that's not starter music, so.
Exactly.
But that is the beauty of what you do, is you can let people know about not starter music.
Well, and that's my deal. Everybody knows, well, I don't, all the young folks, they know the top 30 music.
True, they do.
But you give them anybody from even 10 years ago,
they
don't know who they are. And if you go back 50 or 60 years, they really don't know. And it's some good stuff they need to hear.
There's a media group here where we're at today.
Uh-huh.
And they're here to cover the event.
Yep.
And two of the younger ones did not even know who Earl Scruggs was.
Oh yeah.
And that, and now they're set to go to the Earl Scruggs Center.
Uh-huh.
This weekend.
Yep.
You know, so. You know.
And the other thing, I mean, they don't know, but when they hear it, they know it's different.
They do.
One of the things I teach in one of my classes, because that's my other hat at the university, I teach some classes, and one of the things I try to get them to note is, I mean, I actually start off with Earl Scruggs.
Right.
I talk about media literacy, and it's not about whether you know about it, and it's not about whether you like it or not. It's like, what can you learn about it? What's the importance of it? And I start by saying, how many people know who Earl Scruggs was?
Oh, man, can I take that class?
Yes.
I sign up, though, don't I? I have to go.
You can audit it. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
There's usually a couple of local kids in there that might raise their hands because they're from Cleveland County, but by and large, they don't know. They don't know or care much about a banjo.
Right.
But you talk about how he helped create a genre of music, how he's known around the world, how he's got a museum in Shelby, all this stuff about him. And, you know, they're like, okay, I get what you're saying. It's not whether I know them or not.
Right.
It's what can I learn about them?
Yeah. And I think that's wonderful.
That's one of my favorite things to do. When I get a student who's really, really interested in that sort of stuff, we go down all kinds of rabbit holes talking about
music.
And you
only have to have one to make it one.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I mean,
yes.
Education, this is my take on education. I have strange takes on everything, as you well
I
know.
I do know that, yes.
Yeah. But, you know, as I see it, if one person takes something away from whatever you're trying to teach, then the whole thing is worth
it. It's been worthwhile. Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Because, Scruggs Museum also brings in children for education, music education. And there's always something about having a musician sitting with a real musical instrument in front of you that'll touch somebody that just hearing it or seeing it.
Yep. Just outside the building we're sitting in right now,
right.
The representatives from Uptown Shelby and Earl Scruggs Center
right.
are down there. They've got a musician. It's aimed at kids. It's the kids zone over here.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that is the thing. It is now a part of folk music and
it
that
is.
Whole, you know, you can laugh about the folk process,
sure.
but it is. It's you. There's a body of music that gets reinterpreted by the next generation.
It,
they add to it and it gets passed on.
Well, you know, one of the cool things that also is a Cleveland County thing is a drum circle. Now that's a hippie thing,
yeah, sure.
you know, it started that, but it's been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If you get nothing out of it other than the enjoyment of playing an instrument, whether you're beating it in time or not, you know, but it's a starting point and it's a hands-on.
Absolutely.
I can come up there and Justin Harper's going to sit 12 drums out there and I can get one and
he'll
show me basically how to beat and then.
Now this usually takes place on the court square, right?
Yeah, it does on the court square, which how many towns has a drum circle on a court square?
Well, we still call it the court square, even though it's not the courthouse anymore.
No, it's not.
But everybody knows where that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cleveland County's history is just so rich that the musicians that are from here, the musicians that, and not just the Don Gibsons and the Earl
right.
Scruggs. I mean, you've made music locally for decades. Kevin, who's
my
floating
partner,
around
he's
done the same thing in multiple different bands.
And then there's people like Trey Hill, who has been out there working with Big and Rich and Britney Spears.
Yep.
And there's people everywhere. And there's people who have been and come back.
All right. And then there's people like Silas who plays pedal steel. He's going to go somewhere, but he's always going to come back. This is still going to be home.
True. We're speaking of Silas Hamilton, who is at this point, he's a 17-year-old pedal steel player.
That in and of itself, that's something right there.
And he's actually, at his age, is endorsed by a pedal steel company. He owns a famous pedal steel guitar that was given to him by the company.
Oh, wow.
And he understands the history. I mean, he digs back. And he's an old soul in a young body.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He will go somewhere. That is the probably the hottest young Cleveland County product at the moment.
We've got great venues in the county that folk we've got great venues that bring in nationally touring acts, but we have great venues that specialize in those local acts as well.
They do.
So pretty much, I won't say every night of the week, but Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you can find a place to go and hear some local music.
And generally for free.
It's usually
free. Is one of the things, too, that you go to Asheville and see how many acts you get to see for free.
Exactly.
And per capita, mm-hmm. I would tell you, you'd be hard-pressed to find more quality musicians than there are in Cleveland County.
Those waters run deep here.
They really do.
They really do. And I just would like to make a plug. If you go out and you're seeing local musicians, whether they're doing covers or playing original material or a mix of both, and you sit there and you've enjoyed their show for free, throw something in that tip jar. It means a lot to these artists.
God bless you, Joe Powell. I tell you what, that is so true. That's probably the truest words that has been spoken in all my podcasts.
Well, there you go.
You know,
it makes a difference.
It really does. Because the talent, it's not for lack of talent.
It is not for lack of talent.
No, it's not.
I have seen guitar players and multi-instrumentalists and vocalists who maybe play their entire life locally.
Sure.
But they're as good as people out there who are in national touring acts.
Derek McCoy amazing. Right now.
it's amazing.
It's amazing. It really is. It's great to be a part of that, you know?
It is.
You've been a part of it for a long time.
It's been fun. I think back when, at one point in time, the station had several full-time employees.
Sure.
We had several part-time employees.
Right.
And we had so much fun, and I want to mention one in particular, Helen Pack.
She came
in there and became our most popular DJ, and she went out and got to know the musicians, and the musicians got to know her.
Yep.
And she recently passed, and we all miss Helen so much.
And she was one of the nice people, too.
Absolutely. You will not meet a nicer person.
I totally agree, and that's one of those things that you've been in this industry like I have for a long time. And finding really nice, wonderful people is harder than you think.
It is.
And she was one, and I totally agree.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Those days, going to the festivals and the shows and hanging out with her and her friends, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
Well, thank you so much for having me
in today.
Thank
you for coming. Thank you, Jeff, for coming and doing this.
I'm going to go out here and hear some live music.
Sounds good. I guess I'm going to sit here and hope I get to interview somebody else.
There you go. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.